This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts in for Leanne Hansen. There are only a few weeks of campaigning left before November's midterm election, and President Barack Obama will be in Pennsylvania this afternoon for one of his Moving America Forward rallies. It's aimed at mobilizing young voters. In a moment, we'll check in on three hotly contested congressional races. But first, NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro joins us. He's heading up to Philadelphia to cover the president's rally, but he stopped by our studio on the way to give us a preview. Good morning.
Good morning, Rebecca.
What's the president's message likely to be?
Well, in short, it's get out there and vote on November 2nd. We cannot afford for you to stay home. He recently held one of these Moving America Forward rallies in Madison, Wisconsin, and this was his message then.
The biggest mistake we could make right now is to let disappointment or frustration lead to apathy and indifference. That is how the other side wins. And I want everybody to be clear. Make no mistake. If the other side does win, they will spend the next 2 years fighting for the very same policies that led to this recession in the first place.
You know, Rebecca, President Obama and Democrats only did as well as they did 2 years ago because of the huge surge in first-time voters, many of them young, many of them minorities, and every Democrat acknowledges they are not going to get all of those 2008 surge voters to the polls, but today is aimed at getting some of the enthusiasm up, getting some of those voters to the polls to narrow what's being referred to as the enthusiasm gap this year that favors Republicans.
And why Pennsylvania?
Well, you know, Pennsylvania has been an important swing state that has gone Democratic for the last few election cycles, and that stands to possibly change this year. There has been a lot of attention paid to the Senate seat that is being fought over. It's retiring Senator Arlen Specter, who lost the Democratic primary. Now it's Pat Toomey and Joe Sestak. But in addition to that Senate fight, there are House fights. There is a gubernatorial race. All of those could potentially switch from blue to red this year. And it's more than just Pennsylvania. As with the Madison rally a couple of weeks ago, there are viewing parties all across the country, college campuses and other places, in an effort to kind of spread the enthusiasm, spread this energy, and get apathetic Democratic voters across the country more enthusiastic about these midterms coming up.
So we're really in the home stretch. It's just 3 weeks until November 2nd. What role can the president play from here until November 2nd?
Well, he has another two major rallies like today's event. These are aimed at young voters. This week, he's also going to have a town hall meeting with sponsored by MTV, hosted by MTV, also aimed at young voters. But you're also going to see a lot of events where he is strictly raising money. In fact, I shouldn't even say you're going to see these events, because these are going to be events where there are no TV cameras, no radio reporters. For example, tomorrow, he flies to Miami and back within a day. He's going to be doing a fundraiser at a private home. There won't be any video or audio coverage of it, but there will be a lot of money raised. And you know, frankly, for a president with approval ratings as low as President Obama's right now, staying out of the cameras and in the pockets of wealthy donors may be his best strategy.
NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro. Ari, thanks so much.
No problem.